Conservative school board candidates across Indiana are campaigning on claims that districts are indoctrinating students into liberal ideologies. This isn't just happening in the Hoosier State. School board candidates backed by Republican politicians and groups are campaigning on similar issues across the country. From WFYI's education desk, Lee Gaines takes us to a school board race in Carmel.
Stephanie Flintner is a Carmel Clay parent running for a seat on the district school board. She's a conservative who is active in local Republican circles. So she was surprised when she was asked to back out of the nonpartisan race by fellow conservatives.
They're like, we're afraid that too many Republican candidates will split the slate and essentially we won't be able to take over the board.
Flintner says the message came from the Jenny Brake, Greg Brown, and Adam Sharp campaign, a slate of candidates supported by the local chapter of Moms for Liberty, a national conservative group. Flintner refused to back out of the school board race.
And I was told, well, I hope you realize this is going to get really heated. But I'll say the only heat and the only mudslinging that I've experienced has been from that very campaign, which is ironic.
A spokesperson for the Brake, Brown, and Sharp campaign denied asking Flintner not to run. The campaign claims that radical liberal teachers are indoctrinating students. It's a claim that began circulating in Carmel last year after the district introduced diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. But Flintner says indoctrination isn't an issue in Carmel.
I'm not seeing it in my son's curriculum, in his classroom. I volunteer regularly.
WFYI reached out to the Brake, Brown, and Sharp campaign. They didn't respond to our requests for an interview. In a campaign video, Sharp says the three want to improve education at Carmel Clay.
A vote for us is a vote for complete transparency in our school system, academic excellence, and a focus on parental rights.
What's happening in Carmel is not unique.
Part of what is so unusual about what's going on right now is that the list that's of issues that's coming up in Indiana is coming up all over the country.
That's John Vallant, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says conservative candidates in school board races backed by national right-wing groups are running on parental rights, an umbrella term that includes opposition to COVID policies and discussions of race, gender, and sexuality in schools. But these campaigns can include misinformation. Vallant says that's harmful to students.
And it's being used to justify book bans and to justify anti-LGBTQ policies. And when you let these bad and dangerous ideas fester, they become more dangerous and they become worse and they have more impact.
And some of these races have drawn support from high-profile conservative politicians. The Brake, Brown, and Sharp campaign in Carmel received endorsements from Republican Attorney General Todd Rokita and U.S. Senators Todd Young and Mike Braun.
Republicans see education right now as a potentially winning issue and a potent campaign issue, which is unusual historically. And right now, a lot of Republicans see an opportunity to sort of win races beyond just school board races, but win races for governor or for Congress.
Some Carmel parents are frustrated by the outside influence on their local school board race. Diane Hanna is one of them.
These national political figures have more of a voice in our local schools than the actual parents who have actual kids in the schools. That doesn't make sense to me.
Hannah, a Democrat, now volunteers for a political action group that supports a slate of candidates who agree the district is improving.
People are talking to their neighbors. People who've never been political before, who've never talked about an election before, are knocking on their neighbors' doors and saying, hey, I know, you know, maybe you don't have kids in the school district, but here's what's going on. And can you please vote in this election? Because we need as many votes as possible.
Hannah and Stephanie Flintner, the Republican mom running for Carmel School Board, don't align politically. But Flintner agrees that national political talking points and misinformation shouldn't be a part of local school board elections.
What I would call that is a cheap tactic to fearmonger into votes. And as a conservative, I'm not okay with that.
The midterm election is Tuesday. I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.